doesn't know that song? A very familiar song to Wanda Clark, who was Lucille Ball's secretary for a very long time. And my friend, I am so proud to say, good afternoon, Wanda. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I love talking to you. It's been a long time.
Oh, and
that's familiar music, boy.
It sure is. And the first question I have for you is, how are you?
I'm just fine. I couldn't be better. I'm a very lucky person, I tell you.
Well, our phone number, and you consented to take phone calls, 312-981-7200. You have questions about Lucy? She's still everywhere, which we'll talk about. 312-981-7200. I mean, this program on Sunday afternoons is about you, really. I bring in the guests, and hopefully they're people that you think are interesting. And if you had the opportunity to ask a question of Lucy or someone that knew Lucy, and Wanda Clark certainly did, this is your opportunity. How many years were you her secretary, Wanda?
27 years, and I started in 1963, which was the second season of the Lucy show. I didn't work on I Love Lucy, but in fact, Steve, when I started working for Lucy, I had not seen an I Love Lucy show.
What?
Only because my folks didn't have a TV in the 50s. Yeah, and by the time I was out of the home and working, and I just had never seen an I Love Lucy. I certainly knew who Lucille Ball was, of course. And when I went to California I grew up in Oklahoma and went to California in 1960 and got some really good jobs. And then I did end up working for Lucy, which was my fairy tale, I'd call it.
Well, all right. So let me ask you about that. Was it a fairy tale? Because some say how difficult she was. And now you're saying, but it was a fairy tale. Was it?
Oh, listen, Lucy's not. People have said that to me, even today's time. They say, oh, I hear this and I hear that. And I said, well, I'm telling you, I was there. Lucy was warm and generous and motherly to everyone on the set and all the guest stars. And it was a long and happy association, Steve. So anyone that wants to tell a different story, they weren't there, I assure you.
I having met Lucy, as you know, and have spoke to her many times, I think the expression is she didn't suffer fools. I mean, she...
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
She didn't, but that's no problem for me. Lucy was just a wonderful boss. She would stop and buy me presents on the way to work. In the days when she still drove herself to work every day at Desilu Sunset, Melrose and Gower was where our office was. Desilu was three separate studios all under the same umbrella of Desilu.
And I don't
know. And we worked at the.
I don't know that people would know. How many TV shows back in the day, from the Dick Van Dyke Show to the Andy Griffith Show, I mean, on, were actually done, they were filmed at Desilu's studio, and that Lucille Ball, and Lucy later was responsible for all these TV shows. She is the one who signed off on Star Trek, so if it wasn't for Lucy, Star Trek, of all things,
And Mission Impossible, too.
Yes. Absolutely right.
But in the 50s and 60s, Desilu produced more TV shows than anyone ever. And the ones that Desilu did not produce were filmed on the lot as tenants and renting stage space. And I heard someone say a few years ago that fact that Lucy was the one to green light Star Trek, that was mentioned on a Big Bang Theory show with Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching the show, and so I didn't see it, but apparently the cast on that show were big fans of Star Trek, and it was mentioned just in passing in one of the scripts that Lucy did greenlight it. But people think, when they hear that she still has something to do with all that merchandising items. But she didn't. When she sold the studio, the rights to that show went with the studio. So Lucy, she didn't garner any of the wonderful merchandising events that happened to both Star Trek and Mission.
So a texter,
but she is the one that said, "Okay, let's go ahead." They told her, the production people told her. I said, "Well," they said, "Well, you have some development money from CBS. You can spend it or not." And she says, "Well, is there anything in the pipeline? You have any suggestions?" And they mentioned a few things that had promise, and Star Trek and Mission, and Mannix was the third one. Mannix was a very successful TV show with Mike Connors.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go on to the fame that Star Trek and Mission did, but Lucy said, "Well, let's go ahead," and they did it, and the rest is history.
So the rest is history, and I wonder if, in your opinion, that so still the program is seen around the world, translated to English around the world, except in the Spanish-speaking countries, as Lucy used to say, I would be the one with the accent if we're talking about the I Love Lucy show.
That's right.
And in addition to that, it's everywhere on the internet. On Instagram, there's page after page after page. There's a movie,
right,
a feature film in the works that, what's his name, Sorkin? Robert Sorkin is working on?
Oh, yes.
On, right?
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of our Sorkin. Anything good on TV was probably written by Sorkin. And the cast that they have in mind is absolutely brilliant. There's been three or four movies made about Lucy and Desi's life. And I have no objection to any of it, except for the fact all of them just did nothing to delve into the dynasty these people created, the empire, all those movies so far have concentrated on Desi's drinking and womanizing and Lucy's anger about it. That wasn't the people I knew. I mean, Desi Arnaz was he was a visionary, and Lucy has always given him credit. Every interview, she always gave Desi credit for their success, and their work. It was so new. Television was so new that if somebody, Desi had an idea, and somebody would say, "Oh, you can't do that," and he'd say, "Well, why not?" And they would maybe give him some excuses. Well, he would fix it. They said, "You can't film a TV show in a movie studio. You have to have access to the outside streets. You can't just have people wandering around the studio lot." And they said, "You can't have an audience. You have to build bleachers. The fire department has to do this. You have to have public restrooms." And Desi did all that. He's okay. We can do that.
And he sure did.
And
the three camera technique that every sitcom uses now on TV came from those shows. And Lucy would tell me how bittersweet it was to watch some programs on TV that use laugh tracks, because what they used was the laughter from I Love Lucy, and she would hear her mom and other people she knew.
Oh, yeah, I can recognize Dee Dee's laugh, too.
That's her mom.
Dee Dee was at every, by the time I started, of course, I Love Lucy was not in production, but Dee Dee was at every show we ever filmed on all of the series. And I can recognize her laugh. I can also recognize Gary Morton's laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll ask you. Okay, we have a texter who wants me to ask you about him. I will do that. It's 2:45, and a couple of phone calls for you as well. You being Wanda Clark, who was Lucille Ball's secretary. How cool is that? We're talking to an amazing lady, Wanda Clark. Wanda Clark was the secretary for Lucille Ball. I mean, you're walking down the street, maybe you're in the supermarket or something, and someone bumps into you, Wanda, and says, "Oh, what did you do?" And you said, "Well, I was Lucille Ball's secretary." I mean, people who don't know you must be, like, blown away by that.
Well, thank you, Stephen. It was a long and happy association, and people are amazed. I spend a lot of time here. I moved to my little lake house here in 2004 when I finally quit work in Los Angeles, and I always knew I couldn't live in Los Angeles on retirement income, so I bought my little house here on the lake a few years earlier and just came once or twice a year. My sisters would come often. The house was really a very rustic little place. I bought the view, not the house. But my sisters would come with sleeping bags, and we had a microwave and a coffee pot, and they would come often.
It sounds almost like a setup for a Lucy show. Chuck, Chuck, you're on WGN. Welcome. Hey, Chuck.
Lucy ever work vaudeville, and did she ever have any other stage names?
Lucy, as a young girl, her grandfather took her to a few vaudeville things up in Jamestown, New York. And Lucy always said, I want to do vaudeville. But by the time she was old enough, kind of vaudeville had gone away. And yes, at one point she thought Lucille was not a glamorous enough name.
You tell me if I'm right. Diane Belmont.
That was it, Steve. She thought Diane was very elegant. And Belmont came from, Lucy passed the racetrack on the train going into the city a few times. That's where she got Diane Belmont. And a lot of people, in fact, a friend of mine wrote a book and mentioned that Lucy's real name was Diane Belmont. And I had to call him and tell him that's not true. He said he would correct it on the next publication. Anyway, she did use that name, but only for a very short time, months, not even years.
Thank you, Chuck. 312-981-7200. If you have a text or phone question for Wanda Clark, who was Lucille Ball's secretary, a question that came in. Vivian Vance, who played Ethel Mertz and appeared as Vivian Bagley in The Lucy Show. And at some point in time on every show she was ever on, did they really have a feud is the question. I know the answer, but you knew Lucy. I'll let you answer.
I knew Lucy and I knew Vivian. And I also was very close to a sister Vivian had, a younger sister named Lou Ann Graham. She'd been here to visit me a few times. There was no feud. Lucy had made a joke once of a contract saying things like, you always have to be 20 pounds more than I weigh 20 pounds more than I do. You can't go change the color of your hair. Front jokes. Those two ladies were, Lucy always called Vivian the best script doctor in town, because if something wasn't working right, those two ladies could put their heads together and fix it. There was no rivalry between them. When Vivian, she stopped doing the show because she was commuting, and she just got tired of commuting. And when she was ill, Lucy went to visit her a couple of times up in Northern California. And it was a heartbreaking time to know that Vivian was so sick.
Yeah,
but there was no feud. The two ladies got along, and when Lucy would show the film, I Love Lucy's, to guests and people who came to the house, she'd say, "Now watch this scene. Look at Vivian in this part." She didn't watch herself. She watched Vivian because her timing was so perfect with Lucy.
Yeah, together they were kind of like Laurel and Hardy. I mean, it was just
it was
amazing.
A great team.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So I hope that answers your listeners' questions, Steve.
Well, we have another one, and that is about Gary Morton. So Lucy was married, of course, to Desi Arnaz, very famously for however I don't recall how many years, and they
about 19 years.
There you go.
And she was married. She was married to Gary even longer than that.
Mm-hmm. So the question was Gary Morton just after her money, or was it a real love affair?
Oh, he wasn't after the money. He was a friend of Jack Carter, and Jack Carter was a very successful comedian. And Jack was dating an actor named Paula Stewart. Paula was the ingenue in Wildcat, who played Lucy's sister in that stage play. And Paula kept trying to fix Lucy up with Jack's friend, Gary. And Lucy would say, oh, no, thank you. I've got my kids here and my mother's here and I've got a job to do. I'm not interested. But she finally agreed to a date with Jack's friend, Gary. And Lucy always said he made her laugh. And the most important thing is he didn't embarrass her in public. I mean, I'm not telling tales out of school. Everyone knew of Desi's reputation. He's the most charming man I ever met. But he caused Lucy a lot of heartache because of his fooling around.
They say that Desi... Go ahead. Sorry, Wanda. Go ahead.
Well, Lucy always says Lucy and Desi met on a movie set called Too Many Girls. And she always said that wasn't just the name of the movie.
But they said that Desi, and we've talked about his brilliance, really, as far as running things and coming up with creative things that at that time had never been done at all. That he
he was a visionary.
That he also could have been a politician because he could convince anybody to do anything he wanted.
Oh,
that,
he could.
Yeah,
he could.
Yeah, in a good way. Off the set, Lucy was a very different person. She wasn't necessarily, she didn't see herself as funny, but boy, she could tell funny stories and she could act things out even as Lucille Ball and not Lucy the character. She still had it in her, I thought.
Oh, she did. She always said, she would say about herself, I don't think funny. She said, I can do funny things. But she gave the writers credit for all those things. But you know, Steve, I always thought, and I still do, there was always a very, very good reason that Lucy Ricardo got herself into some of those predicaments. And Lucy played it so she believed what she was doing. And that's why I think it worked so well. Lucy didn't play it for jokes or gags. She really wanted that little pink sweater.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So our cable went out, kind of. So I'm watching an I Love Lucy show, and the sound went off. And I'm watching it without the sound. And you could see, you know, if you watch other shows, you name the sitcom without the sound, you can almost see the acting. Here, you couldn't. It was like it's like you were watching real people. She was such a good actress.
Yeah. Because she believed it. She believed what she was doing, and it worked. Anyway, it worked.
Well, clearly it worked. What would she think about the fact that today she's still everywhere?
Well, I think she might even be amazed at it, but she never lost her sense of value. She had to work hard for what she got. She did movies for 20 years before I Love Lucy ever got on the air. I think in altogether, I think she did 88 movies over the years. And her fans were important to her. We answered fan mail. People don't answer fan mail the way we used to. And there was a lot of fan mail. We had fans. I had files that for years and years and years, they were fans. They would write letters and Lucy would write back.
Arguably.
She would dictate and I'd type.
Yeah, arguably, I think the most beloved performer there ever was. And you worked for her for a very long time. Wanda, we're really just kind of out of time here, but maybe I can have you on again.
Oh, Steve, thank you. You know, I could talk about Lucy all day, and we go back a long way, Steve. I'm a fan of yours. I'm glad to hear from you. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you so much. I adore you. Thank you, Wanda.
You're welcome, Steve.